Hey y'all. Welcome back to my podcast. As you can tell by the title, we are going to be doing a story time today about online dating. So we're not gonna waste no time. We're gonna go ahead and get in this bag and get the story time started. Okay? Well, let's get it. Now, I'm just gonna sum this part up. My friends, they felt like I was miserable. They basically felt like because I had been single for so long, I wasn't as happy as I was portraying myself to be. I don't know why they felt like I needed to be in a relationship to feel validated. I don't know why they felt like that. Mind you, these are my friends I've been having since I was a kid. But for some reason, they felt like that. So they thought it would be a good idea if I tried online dating. I was against it. Me personally, I prefer to see somebody face to face. So at least I know physically you are who you say you are. But they was like, it's the new crave. Everybody's doing it. Why not? You should just step out your box. I'm like, no, I'm good. And so for the next couple of weeks, that was just the main topic of our group chat was online dating. Online dating this, online dating that. I'm like, no, no. I don't want to talk about it no more. It's a done deal, period. Okay, so me and my girlfriends, we try to get together every week to have girls' night. In reality, it never works like that. You know, everybody's doing their own thing. Life happens, you know? So it typically, why I can't talk today. It ends up being like every other week. So it's the week for us to have our girls' night. We all said we was gonna get in our pajamas, we gonna cook, we gonna drink, we gonna have us a good time. Now let me stop this and say I do not condone underage drinking for those who are under 21 listening to this. If you're not over 21, you should not be drinking, period. Okay, let's get back through the story time. Okay, so you know when you get a little alcohol in your system, you kind of let your guards down. That's what happened with me. So I let my guards down and they brought it up again. And then my friend was like, well, you know, I met my husband on there, which she did. And they recently, not recently, but they had a baby. Congratulations to them. And then I have two other friends who haven't really been as successful, but they are still very active in the online dating community. So I was like, you know what? Fine. Y'all have been harpooning me about this for weeks. I'll try it. So then my friend was like, well, what's the worst that could happen? If you find somebody you like, good. If you find somebody you don't like, okay, stop talking to them and delete your profile. I was like, okay, fine. So my friend said she's going to create me a profile where she met her husband. I was fine with that. So we created the profile, we added the pictures. Okay, I was like, please don't let nobody send me no messages. In my mind, of course. But of course, I got messages. Now, once we ciphered through the messages, because it was a bunch of disrespectful messages, it was a bunch of X-rated messages. So once we ciphered through that, we had some pretty decent ones. And so it was one that stood out to me. This particular guy, we're gonna call him Potential Bae. Y'all, his profile just screamed my name. Like I liked the way he looked. He was my type. I'm like, your girl is definitely responding to him. So we were just entertaining. You know, we was talking to Potential Bae and other dudes. Me personally, I had already had my eyes set on Potential Bae, so I wasn't really entertaining the other dudes. But my friends, we all was talking to these guys. Mind you, drinking, a laptop, and online dating do not mix. I'm just gonna say that. But eventually, I parted ways from my friends, you know, the next day or whatever. And I started talking to them on my own laptop at my own house. So, I want to say like 3 weeks after me and Potential Bae started conversation online, he asked for my number. So, I get in the group chat. I'm like, y'all, he asked for my number. I'm not giving this man my real number. I don't know him. Y'all, I'm very paranoid. I'm very cautious. I'm not giving this man my number. So then my friend was like, well, you don't have to give him your number. It's an app you could download. It'll give you a number. You could actually talk on it like a real phone. You can text and send picture messages. The only thing you can't do is video chat. Perfect. I was like, perfect. What's the app? Thank you. I downloaded. I created my account. I got my number. I sent the number to Potential Bae. We start texting. Once me and him start texting, I deleted my profile from this online dating website only because Maybe back then when my friend started it, it was different. But now it's just a bunch of old, dirty, perverted men. That's it. And they all looking for things that I ain't looking for. So I told myself, okay, well, if it works out, okay, then my friends was right. But if it don't work out, then I get a chance to throw it in their face and say, I told you so later down the line. So either way was cool with me. Okay, we texting. A week later, potential bae said he liked to video chat me. I was like, dog, I knew he was going to ask this. So I get back on a group chat, and I'm like, man, he want a video chat. So I was like, I'm just going to download Skype. Now, had I gave him my real number, we could have just FaceTime. But since I didn't, we couldn't do that. So I tell him I'm going to create a Skype account. He created a Skype account, or actually he had already had one, and then we had set up a Skype date. Once I got off that day, I came home, I got myself up looking all pretty, you know, just refreshing myself because I've been at two jobs all day. And then we getting ready to Skype. As the phone, the Skype is ringing, y'all, my heart is beating so fast. Like, I'm nervous. And I'm like, please let this person be who he said he is, because if not, I'm going off on my friends. Y'all, when this man picked up this line, you ain't never going to believe what happened. Don't worry. I'll wait. I'll give y'all a second to guess. Okay, y'all. He turned out to be who he said he was. Matter of fact, them pictures didn't do him no justice. Oh, matter of fact, let me rewind before I finish that. Because I forgot to say, as we were texting, we were sending pictures. Now, I was kind of skeptical at first because I was sending him regular schmegler pictures. Yeah, I was sending him pictures of me dressed up and stuff, but I would send him pictures like when I was on break sometimes, what I was eating, or, you know, if I'm chilling at home, if I'm just waking up, I would send him regular smuggler pictures. He would send me pictures that he was always dressed to the nine. Like, it always looked like an Instagram filter picture all the time. And I'm like, do you sleep in your clothes? Are you ever just dressed regularly, or are you always dressed to the nine 24/7? So I was skeptical about that. Okay, so let's get back to the part where we were at. Y'all, I was not ready for all that fineness he put up on me. I was not ready. Y'all, he is fine. And I'm like, okay, I see it now. Maybe my friends, okay, maybe they was right. And so it's so funny that me and him were thinking the same thing, because once he answered it and he saw me and I saw him, it was like, whew, like we could finally breathe. Because he was like, I thought you was going to be a catfish. And I was like, I thought you was going to be a catfish. And so now that I realize you ain't a catfish, what's up with all these Instagram type pictures you always sending me? Do you ever take regular schmegler pictures? He started laughing. He said, yeah, but you know, I try to leave a good impression. I said, well, that made me feel like you ain't real when you taking pictures like that. But I ain't complaining. So y'all, of course, we're video chatting. We, you know, doing the basic information that we was been doing, but video chat wise. You know, when I say we're doing the basic information, like we're going back to like the basics when you first meet somebody, your favorite color and what you like to eat, what you like to do for fun. Like we was doing it video chat wise. Okay, so maybe a couple of weeks had passed and he told me he wanted to ask me a question. He said, would I mind if he posted my picture as his WCW on Instagram? If you don't know what that means Women Crush Wednesday. And I was like, you don't have to post it. Nah, I'm good. You don't have to do that. And he said, well, it's a lot of women coming at me. And I'm just trying to let these women know that I'm actually, like, I'm trying to pursue something. So I really would like to post your picture. And I was like, oh, okay, fine. You can post it. So he posted the picture. We started talking or whatever. And maybe like later on that night or the next day, I can't really remember, but he ends up screenshotting it to me and sending it to me. And of course, what did I do when he did that? I forwarded it to my group chat with my girls. My friends just thought it was the cutest, sweetest thing ever. See, I'm so happy you stepping outside your box, and I'm glad you starting to like him. I mean, potential bae is turning out to be a good guy. So it had a nice amount of likes on that picture, but it also had comments. And I asked him about some of the comments, and he was like, oh, it was just some people saying you was pretty. And there was some of my family giving me a hard time saying that I paid you to talk to me. Like, who is this cute girl you paid to talk to you, basically? So I started laughing. I thought that was funny. So I was like, okay, so we just finished the conversation and we just went on with the rest of our night, basically. And so maybe, I want to say a couple of days later, we were on video chat. Now, I don't really like to talk to him when he at work because me, Potential Bae don't talk to me when I'm at work. We'll text, but we ain't talking on the phone when I'm at work. And I downloaded Skype on my laptop at home because I'm very paranoid, like I said, and I'm very cautious. So I'm, y'all, so yeah. But when he was at work, he didn't mind talking to me. So it got to the point where he would be at work doing his thing, and I've been and just got home comfortable. I'm eating, and I'm communicating with whatever he's doing, you know, with the people or whatever. And so he goes, you know what's funny? I don't know why out of the blue that picture I posted of you isn't getting a lot of comments on it lately. And I said, oh, really? I said, well, what kind of comments? And he said, oh, the same like I told you last time. And I was like, okay. So he introduced me to some of the people he working with, and, you know, we laughing and we joking, and me and him end up getting off because I think he was having a staff meeting or he was having some kind of meeting with his employees. So I was like, okay, so I'm just going to go to sleep. I fell asleep. I woke up the next day. One of my girlfriends had called me. And we was talking. She just called me really to see how things was going. And then I told her, good, you know, it's cool. He seems like a cool person. He's very sweet and all this other stuff. And then I was telling her, yeah, he was telling me that the picture he posted of me a while back, it's been getting a lot of new comments, a lot of comments. And then she said, well, what are they saying? And he said, they said the same thing I told y'all in the group message. She was like, all the messages are saying that? I said, yeah. She was like, I don't know. I said, well, you know, that's what he say. She said, I'm going to go look on his Snapchat. I'm going to go look on his Instagram. Now, with the line of work Potential Bae does, his Instagram is public to everybody. And y'all, he had so many followers. I mean, a lot of followers. So she found him, of course. And some of you may be thinking, well, how would she know his Instagram? Well, because we got a group chat. And remember, when he did the WCW, I forwarded it to my group chat when he sent it to me. So that's how she got his Instagram. So she found it. She saw my picture, of course, and then she was reading the messages, the comments. And she screenshotted some of them and she posted them in our group chat. And two stood out to me. They were similar, but they were worded different. Like one said, be careful. Be careful. And then the other one said, if I was her, I would be careful. So I took it as maybe it was like an ex-girlfriend or maybe somebody liked him warning me that's they man, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe they was just telling me I need to be careful, you know? So me and my friends were kind of speechless because we looking like, what the hell? So I really wanted to know, like, what did they mean by that? I really did want to know, but then again, I felt like it was a troll. So I wasn't really worried about it too much. But, you know, my friend's like, we're going to have to look into it. I was like, whatever. So my friend said she was going to message the two profiles. And so we're going to call them profile A and profile B. So when it comes to this two, I'm going to just sum it up because it can get real long. So basically, she messaged the two profiles. Profile A responded like in a couple of hours. Basically, this is a rundown. This is just a summary of what she told us. Well, what she told my friend in the messages and what my friend posted in our group chat. She said she knew Potential Bae. Her and Potential Bae was in a relationship for 3 years. He was charming. He was sweet. He was romantic. He was everything she had asked for in a man. And so she really liked him. She said he would fly her out all the time to see him, and he would fly out all the time to see her. I mean, they were in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? And so she said, out of the blue, literally, she said, with a blink of an eye, he changed. He went from being her shining armor to her worst nightmare. She said that one day she woke up and he texted her. He was like, basically wanted a timeline of her day. Okay, now this is just an example of what I'm saying. I don't know if he really said it like this, but like basically, what you did when you wake up? What time did you wake up? What time did you brush your teeth? Okay, what time did you eat? What time did you leave for work? What time did you make it to work? What time did you eat lunch at work? What time did you leave to work? Oh, you went out with your friends? What time? What time? Like, he just wanted a rundown, a timeline of her whole day. She said she didn't like that. She didn't like the fact that he was trying to clock her like that. And she said so she would ignore him. Like, when he act like that, she would ignore him. And she said, so before she knew it, it had been like 2 weeks since she had talked to him. And she come home one day. I don't know where she's coming from, but he's at her house. Potential Bay is at her house. And he's going off. I've been messaging you and calling you. And I was worried about you and blase, 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 blase. She said she was scared. First of all, she was scared because he was in her house. Not saying that he had never been in her house, because obviously they were in a relationship for 3 years, so obviously he had a key to her house. But she said it more scared her how the way he was coming at her. Like, she never seen him act like that before. And he was just going off. I don't know what she said to him to convince him to leave, but he ended up going back home. She said when he made it home, she broke up with him. And then she was fine. She said a couple of days had passed. She hadn't heard from him. And then one day she wakes up and she's looking outside and her car is tore up. Somebody slashed all four of her tires. They bust all her windows out. They scratched up and cut up all the interior inside her car. And then they spray painted some words on her car, which she didn't tell us in the message she had with my friend. She said she was scared. She didn't know what to do. So she called one of her family members. They came over and they convinced her that she needed to call the police. She called the police. The police came. And of course, she basically told them that she felt like it was Potential Bay. That's the only person she had a bad encounter with recently. And she felt like it was him. But they could not prove it was Potential Bay. So I don't know if they reached out to him. But she said all of a sudden after she, you know, filed a police report and everything, she was getting all kind of like threatening calls and voicemails and text messages. Like, she said she was terrified. She didn't know what to do. Like, she was scared to sleep in her apartment because of what they had spray painted on her car. So she just was fed up. She said she told my friend that she ended up moving literally in the middle of the night. She just packed up everything she could and she left. And she deleted all her social media, and she got her number changed. And then she never heard from Potential Bay again. So I'm like, what? I'm shocked. When we read this in the group message, I'm speechless, y'all. Because I'm like, no, not Potential Bay. Like, this is, like, really? So we discussed it. After we all read the messages, we discussed it. And my friends was like, man. Out of all the men online, we gotta get the crazy one. I'm like, man, I don't know. Now, mind you, I had seen some signs of Potential Bay being controlling, but not to that extent. Okay, so maybe a couple of days later, Profile B had messaged my friend back, and they talked, and then she ended up, of course, posted the messages in our group chat. And she basically said, yes, she was in a relationship with Potential Bay for 6 months. She met him online. Now, this particular girl, she was a college student, and she was working. She said, you know, Potential Bay, he just came off so charming and romantic with her. And, you know, he immediately, like, was helping her with school and, you know, paying her car note. Like, he was really helping out because she was a struggling college student. And she said, you know, she not going to lie, she was enjoying it. Like, he was flying her out to see him, and he would come and see her, but, you know, he would fly her out to see him. And so, she said that she would notice that Potential Bay would pop up sometimes without even telling her, which she didn't like. She she thought that was weird. That he would be in town and she wouldn't know he was in town until he popped up on her. Now, on this particular day, she said she was getting out of school. A couple of her and her classmates were going to go, I guess, out to eat or something before she went to work. And she said she just remembered talking to somebody in the group, whatever group she was in. And she was laughing at something the guy said, and he kind of playfully pushed her, nudged her, or whatever. And so they got in her car, and then they got in her other coworker car, and I guess they went wherever they was going. She said her phone was ringing off the hook. When she answered it, it was Patricia Bay. And he was going off. You trying to make a fool of me? Who is this guy putting his hands all on you? Are you having sex with him? She said she was so confused. She didn't know what the hell he was talking about. But then it dawned on her that he must have saw her. And she was like, well, where are you at? Like that's weird. Like, you don't have to, when you come see me, you don't have to be hiding out for me. You know what I mean? And so she said she ended up not going with her classmates, and she ended up going to work. And he, you know, met her at her work, and they talked about it or whatever. And she, whatever problem it was, they fixed it. Okay. She said, but it had got worse. It got to the point where he got so controlling, he wanted to drop her off and pick her up every day from school and work. I guess that way she didn't have no choice but to not be able to mingle with anybody because he was picking her up. She said she didn't like that. She said she felt like he was a dad instead of her boyfriend. She said so. He ends up flying her down to where he was at, and this time he just was going off. Like, she had a project to do at work, so they was in some kind of group thing for school, and he didn't like the fact that it was boys in a group and the boys had to communicate with her, and he was going off on her, and he ended up grabbing her in different places, and she had bruises on her body because he was grabbing her so hard. She said she was scared. She's never experienced nothing like that, and he has never done anything like that to her. She said she was so scared. She was ready to go. She was ready to go, and he didn't want to let her go. And so somehow, some way, she said she convinced one of her friends to call and said it was an emergency. She needs to get home now. So, of course, he tries to get her a ticket as soon as he can. She said he couldn't get a ticket that quick, so she ended up having to leave that early that morning. So she said when she left, she was never going to go back over there. She never was going to talk to him again. She was going to avoid him because now she got all these bruises on her arm by the way he was grabbing her and stuff. And she was scared. She said she was avoiding him. And of course, he popped up on her too while she was at home. Well, not when she was at home, but, you know, in her hometown, he popped up on her. And the same thing. She said, I thought for sure he was going to hit me. The way he looked at me and the way he was grabbing me, I just couldn't. She said, I went to the police station. I let them take pictures of everything, and I got a restraining order against him. She said, I was not going to put myself in harm's way no more. She said he ended up popping up a couple of more times. Then they ended up arresting him because he was breaking the restraining order. So she said after they arrested him the second time, she didn't have no problems out of him. Yeah, he threatened her, but she said she didn't have no more problems out of him. He stopped talking to her. She left him alone. He left her alone. So now me and my friends are like, what in the hell? Like, this dude is really crazy. And his MO is to pop up on people. Like, obviously, by what these girls are saying, he likes to pop up on you. And so I told my friend, this is my thing, though. If this guy was so terrifying to y'all, how y'all on his page publicly? And they basically said the same thing, because my friend asked them. They basically said, he have so many people commenting and liking on anything he posts, we kind of get lost in the cracks, especially since we don't have no picture or nothing that would link us. We would just get lost in the cracks, but we try to warn people because nobody warned us. And so I was like, ask them, am I the only ones they warned? And they said no. They said it's a couple of them they warned. Some of them believed, some of them they didn't believe. Like, some of the girls believed them, some of the girls didn't. But I believed them. So I'm like, what am I going to do? I said, I'm not going to tell Potential Bae about these girls because I could tell in the messages they were scared. They was begging my friend to please not tell him. Like, they were scared. So my friend was like, well, what you going to do? I was like, I'm not going to wait till it get bad. You know what I mean? But then again, I'm trying to see it out. Maybe he changed because, that was a while back when he talked to them. So maybe he didn't got help. He didn't change. So my problem is I try to give people the benefit of the doubt when they don't need the benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, we gonna fast forward. Me and Potential Bae, we on FaceTime. We on FaceTime. I'm sorry, y'all. We video chatting on Skype. He's at work, of course. I'm at home. I'm doing some kind of project thing. I forgot what it was, but I was occupied too, but we were still on video chat. And I tell him, I said, oh, I just wanted to let you know, next week, which is going to be Thanksgiving, my parents driving down here, and some of my family is flying down here. I won't be able to talk to you much, but I'll still be able to talk to you. Y'all, he went off. What do you mean you ain't gonna be able to talk to me much? So you hiding me from your family? Like, are you ashamed of me? Are you talking to somebody out there? Why wouldn't you be able to talk to me? I'm like, because first of all, you're not my man. I keep telling him that because I don't want him to think I'm playing with his emotions, but I keep telling him, you're getting it confused, sir. We ain't in a relationship. I said, and because that would be rude of me to be sitting there talking to you and my family's here. And I don't get to see my family that often. How would you feel if I made you choose between me and your kids? And you always saying how you don't get to see your kids a lot or your grandkids. So he didn't say nothing. But y'all, he was angry. He had an attitude. And he was like, fine, whatever. So before, maybe a couple of days before my family was coming, he told me he wanted to ask me another question. He said that he wanted to fly me down to see him for New Year's. He wanted to bring New Year's in with me. I was like, no, I ain't comfortable with that. No. And then I'm going to be spending New Year's with my family anyway. So, no, I'm okay. That's okay. You don't have to fly me out. He was mad about that. He was mad. Every time I try to do something, you always turning me down. No, I'm just not interested in that. It's okay. So, he was mad, but he got over it. So Thanksgiving comes, my family's down here. Me and Potential Bae, we talking, but not really. Okay, after it's over, a couple of days later, my family ends up leaving. So now me and Potential Bae, we back on talking regular. And I mean, around this time, we just having regular conversations. And he's asking me like my goals in life and just regular questions. And I'm asking him stuff too. And he just giving me advice. He's an older guy, so we just bouncing ideas off of each other because, I mean, the man, he's very established. So, of course, I want to pick his brain because I want to, be established in what I'm trying to do too. So, of course, I'm gonna pick his brain because he's intelligent. Okay, so we're gonna fast forward to a couple of days before Christmas. I tell Potential Bae, I said, hey, my mom and my dad driving down here. My family's flying down here. Even my cousins who I haven't seen, and I'm so excited, are coming for Christmas and New Year's. I'm letting you know now, I'm going to be so busy. I'm going to talk to you, but it won't be as much. Y'all, of course, he went off again. This is what I'm talking about. Why are you hiding me from your family? I'm like, I'm not hiding you. Trust me. My family know who you are, but me and you are not in a relationship, sir. So I'm not hiding you. I know for sure you trying to play me. You trying to play me. You talking to somebody else and you have him over there with your family for the holidays and you acting like you don't know me. And I'm just like, look, I don't want to argue with you. Like, your kids are coming down too. And here we go with this same story. How would you feel? How would you feel if the things you telling me I told you? I don't care if your kids coming down there. I don't care if your grandkids coming down there. I want all your attention. How would you feel if I was being selfish like that, knowing you missing your kids, you talk about your kids all the time? How would you feel if I told you that? He couldn't answer it. I said, well, you know what? I'm not about to let you steal my holiday spirit. So maybe I'll talk to you after the New Year's. I don't know. But I'm just not finna deal with this right now. So I end up hanging up with him, and I go on. My family come down here. We have an amazing time for Christmas. We have an amazing time for New Year's. And I'm happy. So I've talked to potential babe, but not really. And so it's like January 4th or 5th. It's one of them. He calls me. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And he just like, before you start going off, I just want to apologize to you. And I had some time to reflect, and you was right. I was wrong. I was being selfish. I should have never came at you like that. I would feel the same way if you made me choose between my kids and you. So you were right, and I'm sorry. I hope you had a good New Year's, and I hope you had a great Christmas. So I was like, I appreciate that. I appreciate you apologizing. So we talking about, you know, basically what we did for the holidays. He's telling, you know, his family came down, and his grandkids and his kids came, and everybody had a good time. And I'm telling him, you know, my family came, and my cousins came down here, and it was just great. It was one of the best Christmases I had since I was an adult. So I was happy. Okay, now we're going to fast forward to like the middle of January. He goes, I really want to do something nice for you. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up in February. I want to fly you down here and I want to, you know, treat you or whatever. I said, you don't have to do that. No, I'm not comfortable with flying down there. I don't want to fly down there. Y'all, he goes, when I say he goes left, he went left around the corner and left again. He goes, I'm not understanding this. I'm going 10 steps forward and you pulling me 20 steps back. What do you want? I was like, what you mean? I'm very vocal with you with what I want. You asking me things that I don't want and I'm not going to do. Like, yeah, I told you and stuff, I'm shy, but I try to speak up for myself because in the past, I haven't, and people have ran over me. So now that I'm older, I'm going to try to speak up for myself the best way I can. And so he was like, so you just want to have a phone relationship and a video chat relationship forever. I was like, first of all, we don't have a relationship, period. Relationship or whatever you want to call it. That's all you want to do. That's one thing I don't like about y'all young girls. Like, what you expect? For me never to see you in person? For us just to talk all day on the phone and all day on video chat? I said, no. I said, when I'm comfortable with it, I will come see you. I said, but, and then again, stop flashing your money to me. That's unattractive. I don't know what them other girls you talk to do, but that don't turn me on. I work very hard and I can afford everything myself. I don't need you to help me. So stop throwing your cash at me. I don't need you to buy me a ticket. I can buy my own ticket. He didn't like that neither. What's that supposed to mean? That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't like messing with y'all young girls, because you act like little girls instead of women. I say, what you mean I'm acting like a little girl? Why? Because I'm standing up for myself, or because I don't want to come and fly out there and see you because I'm not comfortable with you yet? What you mean? We've been talking for a minute. What makes you not comfortable? I said, you don't know nothing about me. Seriously, stop fronting. What you mean I don't know nothing about you? I said, okay, what's my favorite color? He couldn't answer it. What's one of the goals I'm trying to accomplish before the end of this year? He can't answer it. What's one of my pet peeves? Matter of fact, what's my favorite food? Now, we have been talking for a minute and you can't answer that, but yet you're trying to get me to come see you. That's the problem. That doesn't mean anything. Well, what's my favorite color? I said blue. I said sometimes you like green depending on how you feeling. Well, what's my favorite food? Italian. Well, what's one of the things I'm trying to accomplish at the end of the year? I said, you want to be closer with your kids because as they getting older, you know, you value their company more. So you want to build a better bond with your kids. Y'all, he gets quiet. Exactly. But you want me to come see you and you don't know nothing about me. So, no, I ain't coming. I'm not comfortable with that. Stop asking me. And he started going off. I said, you know what? You know what? Look, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of arguing with you. I'm not even in a relationship with you and I'm arguing with you. I'm done with that. I'm done. I'm over this. It was fun while I lasted. I enjoyed the conversation. I appreciate it. I said, I wish you nothing but the best. I hope everything you're trying to accomplish this year, you accomplish. But with me, I'm done. I don't want to talk to you no more. I would prefer if you never called me again. Thank you. And I hung up the phone. Of course, he called me back, y'all. But I didn't answer. He texted me. I didn't answer. I was done with it. So, eventually, he stopped texting and calling me. So, I want to say, it was maybe like around 3.5 weeks. Like, I want to say 3.5 weeks. Y'all forgive me if some of these dates are off, but this happened a while ago. So, I want to say 3.5 weeks. I'm at work. I'm laughing, and me and my coworkers, we're talking, and they asking me questions about a surprise party me and my friend's throwing for my other friend. And then the security guard, he comes, and he pulls me to the side and say, hey, somebody outside asking about you. And I'm like, asking about me? And I thought it would maybe it could be my friends, because we normally would go out to eat on my break sometimes, but we never, you know, they never asked me, and he know who they are. So I'm like, who the hell could it be? He ain't saying their name. And I was like, who is it? So he described the person to me, y'all. Why it was potential bae. When I tell y'all, my heart hit the floor and my anxiety hit the roof. I could not believe it. Like, I don't know if y'all remember earlier in this story time, I told y'all I was very paranoid and cautious with the things I told potential bae, because I never wanted him to find me. I told him my middle name. He didn't know my first and my last name. He didn't know my real number. He didn't, like, I was very cautious with the things I told him. How this man found me, I do not know. I said, well, did you tell him I worked there? He said, no. He called you by your middle name, and I told him we didn't have nobody that worked for this company with that name. And then he asked, was I sure? And I told him, yeah. And he said, well, did you mind if he just sat in the lobby? And he said, you cannot sit in the lobby. You will have to go outside. So he's outside sitting in his car. And I'm like, what in the hell? So my coworkers, they seeing my face, and they like, what's going on? So they already knew about potential bae, because listening to what those girls told me, I felt like something like this was going to happen. But then again, I felt like I was so much more cautious than they was. It wasn't going to happen. But just in case, I had informed people about him, except for security, which I slipped up and not. I don't know why I did it. But I'm glad he didn't tell that, you know, potential bad work there. But anyways, so I'm scared, y'all. I'm like, what I'm going to do? Because he just sitting outside in his car. Now, it's, mind you, I hadn't heard from potential bae in so long. So my phone started ringing in this potential bae. Mind you, I haven't deleted that app because I ain't use it. I honestly forgot about it because nobody had been calling it. The only one who had that number, excuse me, y'all. The only one who had that number was potential bae. So I'm shook, y'all. I froze in time. I really froze. And so I'm like thinking to myself, why in the hell did security not call the police on potential bae? Especially after I told him everything, why didn't he call the fucking security? I mean, police. Y'all excuse my language. And so now I'm trying to create a diversion to get, how am I going to be able to leave here? And so my coworker, one of my coworkers was asking me, well, do he know what kind of car you drive? I said, no, I never told him what kind of car I drive. And so he said, well, this is what we're going to do. Now, his girlfriend worked with us. He said, bae, which is his girlfriend, she going to drive my car. I'm going to go and I'm going to drive your car, and I'm going to bring it to the back of the building. I'm like, nah, that ain't going to work. He said, yeah, it will, especially if he don't know what your car look like. He probably in the parking lot trying to wait and see if you going to come out so he can say something to you then. That's what he trying to do. So I'm like, okay. Y'all, I called my mom and my daddy. I told my mama what was going on. She was like, you're going to have to talk to your daddy. So I called my daddy, and my daddy was livid, y'all. He was pissed. He said, baby, we on the way. Now, my mom and my dad stay like 3.5 hours away from me. So I called my friends. I told them what was going on. Two of my friends was like, we gonna meet you at your apartment. Matter of fact, we gonna beat you there. We'll be there by the time you get there. And one of my friends was like, well, she don't get off until 45 minutes after me. But once she get off, her and her husband is gonna come over there. And I was like, you know, I don't want to put nobody out, you know. And they was like, no. Like, this dude is crazy. So, that's what they do. My coworker and his girlfriend, they go up there. They get my car. He brings it to the back of the building. Y'all, all I'm doing, I'm nervous. I wanted to cry so bad, but I was trying to be strong. And so, he tells me, we're going to follow you home to make sure you get home okay. And I'm just like, thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. So I get in the car. I end up leaving. I'm speeding, y'all. And then I get to my apartment. Now, one thing I like about my apartment, you can only get in there with our gate code that we give you. And they have actual police officers that work at the apartments. Not no security guards. I mean actual police officers. So, I tell them, you know, thank you, I appreciate it, y'all don't have to do this, and they told me, you know, if you need anything, call us. If your mom and them ain't showed up, or if your friends gotta leave, call us, we'll come over. And I'm like, thank you. So, I get into the parking garage, and I see my two friends. So, we go up to my apartment, I'm locking the door, I'm putting the hooks all on the door, y'all. I'm paranoid because my phone is steady going off. And this potential bae, he's calling and he's texting. Mind you, I haven't heard from this man in like 3.5 weeks. I'm like, what? Like, this can't be real. Like, I feel like I'm in a movie. It cannot be real. And I'm shook, y'all. I'm shook. Because I really don't know what to say. Am I surprised? No, because the girls warned me of this. They said he liked to pop up on people. But my thing is, how did he find me? Like, I was so cautious with the things I was saying and what I was showing him that it was no way he would be able to find me. But, you know, ain't nobody perfect. So, obviously, we all slip up, which I did. That's how he found me. Okay, so he's texting me. And he was like, basically, he had my job. He really wanted to talk to me. He missed me. Now, his messages started off real sweet. And then they got weird. He was like, basically saying that he was looking at the pictures I sent him, like the old pictures I sent him. And he saw my work badge in one of my pictures. And basically, that's how he found out where I worked, which I didn't believe. So, I'll go on the app, and I'm going all the way back to the beginning when we talked. Because I never deleted none of our messages. Because I didn't even delete the app. And so, I'm looking at the pictures I'm sending him, and lo and behold, there we go. I'm in the daggone living room taking a selfie, and there go my badge in the back. You can't see my name, but you can see like the top of my head, but you can definitely see my company name. That's how he found me. Who does that? Like, oh my goodness, I was freaked out. Now, by this time, hours then went by. And of course, he started calling. He went from nice to subtle to angry. Now he's pissed off. Hours then went by. Now my mom and my dad get there. My dad is pissed. My dad, of course, he's a dad. And he's very overprotective of me. And, he then brought his gun up, and he's mad. He's like, look, you need to call the cops. Like, I don't know, why are you messaging this guy? Which I wasn't messaging this guy. I was just reading his messages, but I never once replied to him. And he said, you need to call the cops, because this is serious. This is no play. This is not time to play. This is serious. So I called the cops. The cops end up coming. And I basically telling them everything, what was going on. Like, you know, how I met this guy. And I stopped talking to him like 3.5 weeks ago. And I never told him where I work or anything. And he popped up at my job. and I'm scared because he's calling me nonstop and he's texting me nonstop. Even while the cops were there, y'all, he was texting me. And so I was showing the cops the messages, what he was saying. And basically he was like, I'm going to regret this. And, you know, there's things that happen to people that play with people's minds. Like, he was just going off on me, y'all. Mind you, I was very upfront with potential bae. Even though he was older than me, I was very upfront with him because I never want him to feel like I was leading him on. I was very upfront. I feel like he was just so used to these girls flocking to him because he had money and because he was very charming that he had never encountered a woman like me who was like, okay, your money don't impress me. Like, you need to come with something else. And all the tricks he was doing to get everybody else that was working, it wasn't working with me. So I felt like he felt some type of way about that. So the police basically, you know, filled out a police report, and they steady, you know, he steady calling and texting. And I'm like, I'm going to delete, you know, I'm going to uninstall this app, but it was evidence. So they was like, you need to come to the police station. You need to fill a, you need to get a restraining order. You're going to have to come to the get a restraining order against this guy. I'm like, I am not going to do nothing while he out. Like, I'm terrified. Like, my heart is beating so fast. I feel like, y'all, when I saw my mom and my dad came in, I just bust out in tears because I've never experienced nothing like this before. So I am literally scared. And I said, he's still parked with my job now. I guess he feel like he was going to wait till everybody leave until eventually I'll walk out eventually. And I said, he's parked up there now. Like, he's telling me he's parked up there. And so the cops, of course, you know how the cops are. Like, how did he find out where you were? And he said it in the text message that he was sending me that he hoped I didn't find it creepy, but he saw like the name of my company on my badge and one of the backgrounds of my pictures. And so I'm showing the cops all these messages. And so, from what I found out later on, after the cops came or whatever, and they told me they were going to get in contact with me, because I wasn't going nowhere while he was out there. Not going to happen. And so, they had went up to my job, and of course, his stupid self was still parked up in the parking lot. And so, they brought him in for questioning. And he basically was telling them that me and him was in a relationship, and he was just trying to come apologize, and I asked him to come down here. Mind you, they seeing the text messages that he's sending me. So I'm like, that's not true. That's not true. So the cops were saying, well, what if we tell you that she's basically saying that she hadn't talked to you in 3.5 weeks, and you just pop up at her job, and she didn't know that you knew where she worked or anything. And he's like, he was just like, nah, that ain't true. Like, me and her was in a relationship, which we wasn't. We was not in a relationship. The food was dissecting the pictures I was sending him, and he popped up at my job. That's what happened. And so all I know is they end up escorting him back to the airport. They made sure he got on that plane. Once he got on that plane, they called me and let me know the next day, because I wasn't leaving. I had to get a restraining order against him. I deleted that app. I had already deleted my profile. I deleted my Skype. I deactivated my account. I was done. So, the moral of this story is to be careful. Sometimes everything glitter ain't gold. Now, potential bae was so handsome. But I feel like it's things that he got going on in his life, he needs to work out. Like, just speaking of someone who this is her first encounter online dating, he scared the hell out of me, make me not want to do it again. And I just thank goodness that, I'm very thankful that I made people aware of the situation, because it could have went bad really quick. Because as you can see, it escalated. If you can tell by what I was telling you about the other girls, it escalated. The first girl, he wasn't like that. But the second girl, he put his hands on her. He was bruising her. And me, it could have been worse, and I couldn't. And so, all I'm going to say is this. Y'all be careful out there. I know I say this in most of my podcasts, but read your signs. If you got red flags, listen to them. I had red flags in this one, too. I had people warning me about him, but I'm always trying to give somebody the benefit of the doubt. And sometimes it comes back and it slapped me in my face. Like this time, it literally slapped the hell out of me. This situation, it made me more paranoid, I'm not going to lie. It made me extremely cautious, and it made me not even want to do online dating again. So, I hope you guys learned something from this podcast. I hope it was entertaining to you guys. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you very much. Until next time, this is Story Times with a Gemini, and I will see y'all later. Bye.